What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Travel from India to the U.S. is suspended effective today amid record COVID-19 cases. We'll speak to our reporter in the region. Plus, a look at what else could drive the markets this week besides earnings, and a trip on a private jet to lure workers back to the office. It's Tuesday, May 4th. I'm Mark Stewart for The Wall Street Journal with the AM edition of What's News, the top headlines and business stories moving your world today. First, we're going to bring you developing news from Mexico City involving its metro system. According to the Associated Press, officials say at least 20 people are dead and about 70 are injured after an elevated section collapsed. It sent a subway car plunging to a busy boulevard. We'll keep you posted on WSJ.com. Apple and the video game company Epic Games squared off in court yesterday. The trial in Oakland, California, centers on the commissions that Apple takes on purchases made through its App Store. Epic, the maker of the popular video game Fortnite, says those fees are anti-competitive, which Apple strongly denies. WSJ tech reporter Sarah Needleman has more on what happened on day one.
When Tim Sweeney, the CEO and founder of Epic Games, took the stand, he testified that his company deliberately violated Apple's App Store rules by inserting its own payment system into Fortnite back in August, which is what prompted Apple to yank the game from its App Store, what led to the lawsuit. And Mr. Sweeney said that he did this intentionally to show the world the power that Apple wields through its app marketplace.
The trial is expected to continue over the next few weeks. We have more coverage on our sister podcast, Tech News Briefing. President Biden is raising the refugee admissions cap to 62,500 for the rest of the fiscal year. It comes after he faced blowback for backing away from that number amid a surge of migrants crossing the southern border illegally. The president acknowledged that the increase was more symbolic than practical and that he did not believe the U.S. would achieve the increased number of admissions this year. So far, the U.S. has admitted just over 2,000 refugees this year, by far the lowest ever. And almost all travel from India to the U.S. is suspended as of today after a record-breaking COVID-19 surge in the country. Those who fall under the exemptions will still be allowed to travel to the U.S. after the restrictions go into effect. That includes U.S. citizens, permanent residents, and their spouses. The ban is indefinite until lifted by President Biden. A little later in the podcast, we'll hear more about the struggles India is facing from our reporter in the region. We'll be hearing from some of the biggest names in business and economics today during our WSJ CEO Council event. Among those on the agenda, Jamie Dimon from J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, Merck's Kenneth Frazier, and U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. As we talked about last night, we saw gains on both the Dow and the S&P 500. Let's look at what's at play for today and the rest of the week. Markets columnist Mike Bird joins me from Hong Kong. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Mark.
So, Mike, obviously earnings are top of mind with calls today from Lyft and Pfizer. What else is on the agenda this week?
So we've still got a number of companies coming this week. It's a busy earnings season. We've got Marathon Oil and Etsy later in the week. You've also got some interesting economic data coming towards the end of the week. The April jobs numbers will be reported on Friday. Economists we surveyed at the Wall Street Journal expect U.S. employers to have added about 1 million jobs. The U.S. economy added 916,000 jobs in March. Those sort of data are very important because earnings have been very strong in the last quarter and economic data has been very strong as well. So while it's difficult to see a market catalyst to drive things much higher, any disappointment could be something investors looking out for.
And Mike, we've already seen a rally in the U.S. to start out the month. I'm curious as to how the major indexes in Asia are doing, especially after strong signs of a pandemic recovery, especially in China.
I think that's actually quite an interesting story, especially with the Chinese stocks, which outperformed the US last year on the back of that somewhat earlier and more complete recovery. But I think the fact that you've gotten to the recovery point earlier in China has meant perhaps the market gains came a little bit earlier as well. Investors saw this coming and moved ahead. So you've got pretty much flat stock market overall in China this year. It'll be interesting to see what happens there, whether that's a sort of presage of hitting a top in the US and other parts of the world that have been slower to reopen as well, or whether Chinese stocks might actually be lagging the rest of the world.
Thank you, Mike Bird. Just ahead, the struggles facing India after the break.
You're a growing business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
We've been following the surge in coronavirus cases in India that's threatening to cripple the healthcare system there. India's number of COVID-19 cases surpassed 20 million today, while deaths officially passed 220,000, according to the health ministry. Public health experts say those numbers likely undercut the true toll because so many people are dying outside of overfilled hospitals. Here with the latest on the situation is the journalist Krishna Pokharel. He's covering the story from Kathmandu in neighboring Nepal. Krishna, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Krishna, we've been seeing horrible pictures from India. Hospitals full to overflowing, people lined up to cremate their dead. Tell us what it's like on the ground there.
The hospitals, the doctors, and the whole health infrastructure is struggling to handle the calamity that has hit India right now. So obviously the crematorium and the burials, they are having to go through a long waiting line. And it's more excruciating for the families and the relatives when they are having to deal with this tragedy of loss. And at the same time, they're having to deal with these so many other issues. So all over the country, it's the case that, and mostly in the urban areas, in the big cities, that the sick are having to care for the sicker members of the family. In the hospitals, the doctors and the medical staff themselves, in many cases, they are down with the COVID. And already India has a very huge shortage of medical staff. And at the same time, they're having to deal with many of their staff being down with COVID. The government decided to bring in the medical interns and the final year students of the medical schools and the nursing schools to lend their hands for the care of the COVID patients. And historically, it's said that India has been investing less than 1% of its GDP for health. It seems like it's a calamity that was waiting to happen in India for a long time.
A number of other nations, including the U.S., have largely banned travel from India, but many are also offering assistance. You've been talking with government officials in India. What are they doing now to try to stem the tide, both at the national level and at the state level?
Right now, they're just trying to make a sense of the proportion of the problem that they're having to deal with. So basically, they're trying to muster as much help as possible to deal with this crisis. They're also having to battle with this huge black market of COVID medications and oxygen. And they're saying that, you know, we're having to fight battle all over, not just having to deal with this huge loss of patients in the hospitals, so many of them at home isolation and many struggling there. So, it seems like the officials, they are trying to respond to this crisis as much with their available ability. But the thing is, they were never prepared for this kind of thing.
Krishna, India had been one of the few producers of vaccines in the developing world, and it's now stopped exporting to inoculate its own population. Are we seeing vaccination efforts ramping up?
Unfortunately, that's also one of the areas where the government or the country as a whole is struggling. Many states, they've been saying that they are running low of supplies, and the citizens, they are saying that they are having problem registering themselves for vaccination through the government app. And the government is saying that it's trying to deal with this problem of supplies and also the problem with the people registering themselves through the app. But right now, that problem hasn't been sorted out. So as of now, India has been able to vaccinate about 2% of its population. And many health experts have said that it's one of the areas of concern, because for such a huge country like India, where you are under-vaccinated as a population as a whole, then it could further lead to the spread of the virus.
Krishna Pokharel joining us from Nepal. Thank you. Please stay safe and well.
Thank you, Mark.
And finally, with offices slowly starting to reopen, some companies are facing resistance from a number of employees who prefer remote working. So employers are looking at incentives to get people back in, small tokens such as office slippers or gift cards. But one company in DC is pulling out all the stops. How about an all-expenses-paid vacation to Barbados on a private jet, or a daily cash prize of $10,000? That's how CoStar Group, a provider of real estate data, has been trying to lure its employees back to the office. Anyone who is vaccinated and in the workspace is eligible for the daily prize. And that's what's news for Tuesday. We're back tonight with a new show. Until then, check in with us on WSJ.com and the Journal app. I'm Mark Stewart with the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.